Let's jump into it. We have just a quick chazara, so we don't forget our Torah. A quick chazara. We talked about the machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah. That basically, long story short, Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that a machshire mitzvah are docha mila. Machshire mitzvah mila are docha shabbos. That the preparatory activities for bris mila can also be docha shabbos. And the way that we do that, says Rabbi Eliezer, is to bring the knife to the baby, even though you should have brought it yesterday. Ask Sosos, why you bring the knife to the baby? Shouldn't you bring the baby to the knife? There's less of an Isser, says Sosos. Ultimately, you're going to violate an Isser anyway. The Rashba had said, wait a second, violate an Isser. Ultimately, we're talking about what you're doing right now. Right now, you have an Isser, Rabban Isser Raisa, says the Rashba, therefore, and his compatriots. The Rashba, the Ramban, this is very important. I don't know if people have learned this yet, but there's a certain seder to the rabbinic genealogy, if you will, right? Anyway, everyone know sort of the doros of the different Rishonim and who taught who? Very important. You have a chart. So the Ramban is probably the beginning of Spain, of the Spanish-based Medrash. The Ramban teaches the Rashba. The Rashba teaches the Ran and the Rivash and the Ritva, and then the Ran teaches the Rivash, right? So if you ever see the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran, or the Rivash, you'll expect them to be saying the same thing because they're learning the same base measures. They have their Rebbe's Sefer, they have their Rebbe's Rebbe's Sefer, right? They're learning the same Sfarim. Nowadays, you have similar things in like the Chafetz Chaim world to learn specific, you know, Sfarim. And then the Brisker, you know, Brisker Limud, you'll learn specific Sfarim within Brisk. A certain limud, a certain mahalas, a certain way, mesorah of your rebbeim. So that's been for all time. The Ramban, the Rashba, the Ran, the Ritva, and the Rush, and the Rivash. Okay? Those are the Spanish rabbis. On the other hand, you have Rashi and Tosfos, although they disagree all the time anyway. It's not like there's like a real connection there, although sometimes you'll find the Tosfos and Rashi are working with each other. And that's Tosfos. And then you have The Rush is an enigmatic Rishon because he grows up in France/Germany, and he ultimately moves to Spain. So the Rush you expect to be more in line with the Maharami Ruttenberg and the Tosafists. So oftentimes you'll find that the Rush lines up with Tosafists because those are Ashkenazic rabbis. So here, that's why it was so important yesterday when we quoted the Rashba, to know that that Rashba is a different Rashba, that's the Tosafist Rashba. Not the Rashba of Spain, because they have a different mahalakam learning. They have a different way to see the sugya. So Tosfos says here, they should bring the baby to the knife, because ultimately you're going to violate this. It says the Rashba from Spain, the Sephardi Rashba, that when it comes to the baby to the knife, don't think about the ultimate, right? If the only problem was the ultimate Isser Daraisa, so then you should right now bring the baby, and then deal with the ultimate Isser Daraisa later. But that's not the problem. The problem is that the baby is already too young to walk, already too young to even call himself a chai nosei satma. Already from when he's before the bris milah, not just because he's a chol afterwards. He's a chol right now. He's 7 days old. He's a chol already. So says the Rashba from Spain that you should bring the knife to the baby because the baby is already going to be nisur d'oraisa anyway. That was answer number one of Tosfos. Answer number two of Tosfos was different and much more fundamentally. A fundamental shift in how you understand the sugya, right? For the Tosfos at the beginning, it's really just, it's a calculus. It's just the mathematics. What's more important, a daraisa or a darabanan? If it's a daraisa, if you're going to violate daraisa, you use the darabanan, LMI must be that there's another daraisa. That's, everything basically stays the same in our reality, right? The daraisas are in place, and the darabanans are in place, and the mitzvah of bris milah is in place. Everything's fine. Comes Tosfos in the second answer in Tosfos. On Kuf Lamed Amud Aleph and says the Odi Shlomar, we can blow up the entire sugya and make it a completely different reality. Because right now what we're saying is Rabbi Eliezer is not just doing calculus, which mitzvah beats out which isser, but that the mitzvah itself can override isurim, and the preparations for mitzvahs can override isurim. Rabbi Eliezer's chiddush is so much more than we have to violate something, we might as well violate a daraisa. So much more than that. It's that even if we could avoid violating the daraisa, we're still going to violate the daraisa. That's how strong Rabbi Eliezer's shita is. that for preparatory activities for a mitzvah, you can even violate d'oraisas voluntarily. You can volunteer to override an issur d'oraisa. You could not violate that issur d'oraisa. You could instead do a d'rabbanan, but we're going to instead do the d'oraisa anyway. We're going to violate an issur d'oraisa even though we don't have to. That's the koach of Rabbi Eliezer. We're changing the entire understanding of Rabbi Eliezer. The problem that we mentioned yesterday is, what about kuf lamed amud beis? We just explained from Tosfos that kedei lemaher, in order to speed up the bris milah, you can violate d'oraisas. And then all of a sudden, on kuf lamed amud beis, Tosfos brings the kasha. The kasha is from Saras on a bris milah, where it says, according to Rish Lakish, if you're able to switch, if you're able to avoid an isser, so you should avoid the isser. And the Gemara doesn't object to that. The Gemara is, okay, fine, you're right. It must be a different situation where there's nobody else to do it, and therefore you have to violate the isser d'oraisa. But the implication is, as Tosfos says, the implication is that that isser has to be avoided if it can be avoided. So says Tosfos, I'm throwing my hands up. I've got no clue. I have no idea. What do you mean, Tosfos? You have no idea. You just told us in Amud Aleph that kedei lemaher is good enough to voluntarily violate an isser d'oraisa. And now all of a sudden you think it's not good enough. Either one's got to ask the question. Either ask on the first Tosfos, why are you okay kedei lemaher to violate an isser voluntarily? If you're in the next page, you're not willing to, and why over here are you not answering the way that you said the first time around? So one way or another, something's got to give. So we had proposed yesterday, first of all, we're just in Chazar, so we don't forget our Torah. Sorry, you're forgetting some of it. That we first proposed yesterday that maybe it's just what Tosos's question was from the Marasha. The first Tosos in Kuf Lamed Amud Aleph was just trying to teach us why is he choosing the knife as opposed to the baby. We didn't go down the whole rabbit hole about all the kashas you could ever ask on this. We were just asking about why bring the baby and not, why bring the knife and not the baby. On Kuf Lamed Amud Aleph, then we go down the rabbit hole and say, why would Rabbi Eliezer say you shouldn't avoid the Isser when you could avoid the Isser? And then Tosos throws his hands up. That's one possibility. Another possibility was that maybe this is Rabbeinu Tam and this is the Rosh Mishans, whose name, by the way, I looked up. Trying to remember it. Shmuel ben Avram. Okay, if you care. Rosh Mishans, who's a Tosafist, a different Tosafist, so maybe it's different Shitas. Maybe Rabbeinu Tam holds, I'm just throwing out the name Rabbeinu Tam because very often it's Rabbeinu Tam. Maybe Rabbeinu Tam holds that kedei lemaher is a good enough reason to voluntarily be over in Issur d'oraisa. Whereas the Rosh says that's not good enough. The Rosh Mishans says that it's not good enough to violate Issur d'oraisa if you can avoid it. So maybe there's a difference there. The question, however, is what is the implication of these two Tosfosim? What is the implication of Tosfos number one, that kedei lemaher is enough, and Tosfos number two, the Rosh Mishans, which kedei lemaher is not enough? What's the implication of that? So someone brought up yesterday, maybe it was you or someone else here, and maybe the difference is a difference of Hutra versus Dechuya. Now, if it was Hutra versus Dechuya, it would be a little more extreme. And even the first Tosfos. What does Hutra versus Dechuya mean? Hutra means that, as I introduced yesterday, it's as if the Isser doesn't exist at all. That when it comes to Bris Mila, all bets are off. You can do whatever you want. If it means walking through a Brishas HaRabim, then good, walk through Brishas HaRabim. If it means, taking a shortcut, fine, take a shortcut. If it means maybe even making a kli, but we'll see that later, so then maybe you can even do that. Which is implied, by the way, in the Mishnah, right?
That would sound like Kutra.
That would sound like Kutra. You would be the carte blanche. You can do whatever you want. It's as if it's a Sunday. It's as if it's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever. It's like a weekday. It's not Shabbos. For the sake of the Rishonim, it's not Shabbos. If that were the case, Tosos wouldn't have to talk about kedei lemaher. That would be my first impression. Tosos would not need to say that there's some kind of benefit to violate the issur d'oraisa. He could just say, who cares? It's Hutra. It doesn't have to be a good reason for Hutra. If there's no Isser, there's no Isser. What do I need a reason for? If the Isser doesn't exist, it doesn't exist. That's just one sort of one issue with the first Tosfos. It sounds, therefore, that even within the first Tosfos, if we were going to sort of continue down that road, even within the first Tosfos, it sounds like kedei lemaher is in order to establish a good enough reason to be Docha Shabbos. You need a good reason to be Docha Shabbos. You can't just be Docha Shabbos. You need a good reason to be Docha Shabbos. And the good reason here is kedei lemaher. Comes the Rosh Mishans and says, wait a second, that's not a good enough reason. just to do it faster is not a good enough reason. The issur is still standing there. You can't just push away the issur. You have to avoid it if you can. And just going faster is not enough. Since when is going faster enough to violate an issur? And we had proposed yesterday that maybe the reason for a mitzvah, that you would be able to do it and violate the issur for the sake of being the mitzvah of Zeriz Makdim and the mitzvah. That was, at least according to, as we saw yesterday, the Sfas Emes, and others who said it, right? Someone else who said it? The Divrei Yecheskel had a similar idea like that. Just like Keter Mitzvah is part and parcel of the mitzvah, so the Rezizus of Brit Mila is part and parcel of the mitzvah, and that would be enough to override. Maybe that's what Tosfos is saying here. But keep in mind that if you're including Zeriz Makdim and the mitzvah into the calculus, if you're going to say that the only way to violate an issur d'oraisa is if you have Zeriz Makdim and the mitzvah, then that means it's dechuya. It's not hutra. Because if it was hutra, you don't need a good reason. There's no issur. It doesn't exist. But if you have Zeriz Makdim and the mitzvah, that the only reason you're allowed to do it is because of the fulfillment of Zerizus, so then the only reason you can do it is because you have a good reason. Otherwise, the issur is still there. Right? Right against, you know, there's a pull and push whenever you're talking about dechuya. Is this a good enough reason to push away the issur? So it's reason makdim, yes, you can push away the issur. But if it's hutra, there is no issur. You don't have to push anything. You do whatever you want. Even if it's slower to take the rishus rabim, you can take the rishus rabim. It doesn't matter. Maybe that's slower, but yeah. So that's what we said yesterday. It would seem, therefore, from Tosfos, whether we're referring to the first Tosfos or the second Tosfos, that it would be dechuya. That the mitzvah of bris milah and the machshirin of bris milah are only allowed to violate Shabbos if they are necessary to do so. For Tosfos number one, Kedei L'maher is that necessity. For Tosfos number two, Kedei L'maher is not good enough. But either way, there's something that's got to push away the Isser. The question is just whether or not, right? This is the Isser, you're trying to push it away. The question is whether Kedei L'maher can push it away. According to Tosfos number one, it's strong enough to push it away. According to Tosfos number two, it's not strong enough. Kedei L'maher is not strong enough to push away the Isser, and that's why that's not good enough reason. That's according to the Rosh Mishnah. Now we get to what we had seen yesterday, the Rashba was okay with saying that. The Rashba was okay with saying Kedei L'maher. Why was the Rashba okay with saying Kedei L'maher? And remember the Lashon of the Rashba? Fundamental Lashon of the Rashba? It was Kamila Richta Dami. It was like one long bris mila. What do you mean one long bris mila? He still said Vudi Surim just because it's one long bris mila. Presumably, you could maybe say, we'll see soon that there's a different way of reading it. You could say that it's one long bris mila. That one long bris mila, the Torah tells you, you're allowed to do bris mila on Shabbos. And anything that goes under that umbrella, it's like there's no Shabbos. It's Kamila Ares Adam, it's one big bris mila. And therefore, there are no Isurim here. And even to bring it through Rishis Rav, that would be fine. So you could say that maybe the Rashba believes that Rabbi Eliezer is based on Hutra. The Rabbi Eliezer who says you can violate Shabbos for the sake of a mitzvah of Bris Mila and even for the sake of the preparatory activities for the Bris Mila, you could say that that's only because it's Hutra. You don't need a really good reason.
So is he openly disagreeing with Tosfos? Or like
in that way, not necessarily. It's not openly in that way. He's definitely disagreeing with Tosfos.
But like, we read into it, Kedei L'maher as
mm-hmm.
Like we read into it as an implication of dechuya, but like it's not.
Yeah, it could. It's hard to say. It's hard to say that it's hutra and you still need the words Kedei L'maher. It's hard to say that. It's possible that even within hutra, you have a necessity to change things or to avoid things. But yeah, tarchiyon on that. But then we have, and therefore, according to the Rashba. You do not have to change anything. You don't have to go through a Durabanan area. You don't have to go through the Gagos, the Karpefos, the Chaseros. You don't have to go through that. Just go through Shasarab. It's Hutra. But comes the Gemara in Daf Kuf Gimel of Erevin. The Gemara tells us, or the Mishnah tells us first, Chos Chon Yavel Samikdash. If an animal that you're bringing for the Karban Tamid has a wart, which it would be a mum, but it's the type of mum that you could take off and it would still be okay. So it's on Shabbos. You're allowed to cut off that wart. but not outside of the basement. Only in the basement. Minhag is in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? If it was with a knife, it's still aser. Why is it aser in the Beis HaMikdash with a knife? With a knife, it's not a shvus. With a knife, it's the av malach. That's what Rashi said. With a knife, that's the normal way to do it. So you have an absolute iser daraisa there. You cannot push away an iser daraisa for the sake of the carbon. Comes along the Gemara and says, who is this opinion? Who is telling us? Who is this mysterious author of our Mishnah that says you cannot violate Shabbos for the sake of cutting off a wart if it means doing so with a knife? The only way you can do it is with some kind of shinoi. Maybe your hand, maybe your teeth, whatever. That is, says the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer, the Amar Machshirei Mitzvah Dochenes HaShabbos. This is not the mitzvah itself. You don't get a mitzvah for taking a wart off an animal. You get a mitzvah for bringing that animal in as a carbon. And therefore, taking off the wart would be under the category of a hechsher mitzvah, machshirei mitzvah. And we know who's the star pupil, the star, the leader of the group who says machshirei mitzvah can be docha Shabbos. That's Rabbi Eliezer. Everybody knows throughout Shas, Rabbi Eliezer is the one that says machshirei mitzvah dochen Shabbos. He says that in Pesachim. He says that in Shabbos that we're seeing. He says that now we're trying to say maybe he says it here also by the carbon. The Amar Machshirei Mitzvah Dochenes HaShabbos. However, says the Gemara here in Erevin, Umod Rabbi Eliezer, Tekama De'efshar L'Shanuyei Mishaninan. To the extent that you're able to change what you're doing, even though Machshirei Mitzvah Dochenes HaShabbos, even though the preparatory activities for a mitzvah can push away Shabbos, push them away, even though he says that, you need a good reason. And if you don't have a good reason, you should change as much as possible to not push it away as much as possible. So here, when it comes to a shinoi, it says, Rabbi Eliezer, you got to use a shinoi. What's the problem with this?
You didn't say shinoi before in the case of
when it comes to bringing the knife through the Rosh Hasharabim, what did Rabbi Eliezer say? You can do it through Rosh Hasharabim. It's a daraisa, no problem. Just go do it. What do you mean? We have gagos, chateres, and karpifos to go through, which would be a shinoi. Not exactly shinoi, but it would be drabanan, just like a shinoi is drabanan. And Rabbi Eliezer said, you don't have to do that. But here the Gemara is proposing that if you could do it with a shinoi, you should do it with a shinoi to make it a drabanan. So what's going on here? Why is it that Rabbi Eliezer all of a sudden in Erevin is changing his tune? And if you saw, you can see the Gemara, and it goes through the Gemara a little bit in terms of why it has to be Rabbi Eliezer. Little sneak peek. The end of this Gemara says it's not Rabbi Eliezer, which is very important for the continuation of the discussion. But for right now, the Gemara is proposing, in all seriousness, that Rabbi Eliezer holds that you need to do a shinoi if you can do a shinoi. Even though Machshir Mitzvah Dochen Shabbos, says Tosfos, the second part of Tosfos, I think I told everyone the second part is more important. V'im Tomar, four or five lines down, skinny lines of Tosfos. V'im Tomar, V'hechi Matzinu V'neimar, Aliv D'Rabbi Eliezer, Hech D'Efshel Hashinu V'shinu. Who says that Rabbi Eliezer holds you need to change anything? That's Rosh, that's the Shabbos, what we call Rabbi Eliezer Demila. Which is an interesting way to say it because it starts with Rabbi Eliezer, but the next words are Im Lohevi. As it says, Tosfos, to maybe Sachlamo, Phil Derosh Sarabim, Afagav to Evshalish, I know you will have Phil Derosh, Kazos, Kravesh, Chateros. Even though you can do it in a different way and avoid an Issa Daraisa, he still says to bring up the Rosh Hasharabim. Says Tosfos v'yishlomar, you could say d'hasa mekater darko leilech derech Hasharabim. Going through Hasharabim is advantageous. It's helpful. It makes it shorter. What does this sound like?
There was a circumstance in the case of Mila that
the second answer of the first Tosfos.
Oh,
what do you say?
Basically, they don't infer from that case that it's hetero, really b'chuya, and there's a reason why.
Okay, good. And in this case, first of all, the Gemara in Erevin is almost explicitly dechuya, and the Gemara says if you can change, you should change. So that means dechuya. There's no reason to change if it's sutra. If there's no iser, so then what are you doing a shinoi? It's completely okay. It must be dechuya. So the Gemara says Rashi Sotosu is saying here, oh, you know why? When it comes to bris milah, he told you can go through Rosh Hasharabim because there's a good reason. There's a good reason to push off that iser. Kedei lemaher. This is the same thing as he doesn't use the same words, but it's the same thing. Mekater derech. You're making it shorter. It's a shorter way to walk. It's a shorter way to get the bris milah done. That's the same as Gedil Maher. That's the same as Tosos answer number two in the first Tosos of the parak. Right? That's the same thing. So therefore, says Tosos, over there, there's a real good reason to change it. Over here, what's the difference? You do it like this, or you do it like this? They're both just as efficient. You're just using it in a normal way, you're doing it normally, or you're doing it abnormally. But at the same time, you're not benefiting. You're not benefiting at all to do it with your with a knife than to do it with a hand. So therefore, says Tosfos, for Rabbi Eliezer, if it makes no difference, there's no good reason to push away the Isser, so then keep the Isser there. And just try to avoid it as much as possible. Do a Shinoi, so you're not pushing the Isser at all. Just do a Shinoi. Do it with your hand instead of a knife. And therefore, you're good. So therefore, Tosfos clearly holds. And this is consistent, even though he says different answers in different places, or in one place he doesn't give an answer. Even though he gives different answers, right? Kuflamina and Aleph is a Kuflamina with Beis that we've been seeing. Tosos clearly holds this Tichuya. It's a clear from Tosos that it's Tichuya. That the only time you can push away an Issa Daraisa is when you have a good reason. If you don't have a good reason, you should try to avoid the Issa Daraisa. Maybe that means going through the Gagos, Karpevos, or Chateros. If it's not faster, right? This is a good Naftamina. Let's say to go through the Shisra Rabim is just as fast as going through the courtyards. So which one should you do? According to Tosfos? The courtyards. It's Asar Midi Rabbanan. What about the Rashba? The Rashba who says, Kamila Arichta Dami. It's one long process of the Bris Mila, and therefore you could say maybe it's Hutra. What would the Rashba say? If it's the same, doesn't matter. Do whatever you want. There's no Isser here. You think it's nicer to walk on the sidewalk next to the highway? So go on the highway. Who cares? So it's all hutra. It's all completely okay according to the Rashba. That's what it would seem like. So that tells us it sounds like Rashi says the same thing. It sounds like Rashi says the same thing. Interestingly enough, this Tosos also doesn't work with Tosos and Kuflamin of Vase. That's okay. Tosos are more or less disagree with each other. It could be that the Rosh Mishant, who doesn't believe that that's a good enough reason to push away the Yisr. But nonetheless, he still holds you have to push away the Yisr. If you look at the Ramban, keep in mind, who's the Ramban? He's the Rebbe of the Rashba. So when we look at this Ramban, what do we expect him to say? Like the Rashba, Hutra. We're looking for Hutra. Let's look for Hutra language. Says the Rashba, Afak after Amrina Begumara, but Kuflam and Gimel, E, the Ika, Achab, Leavid, Acher, Nishim, the Komak, Shatim, Ose, Asav, Lot, Ase, Aim, Ase, Achab, Lekhaim, Ashneh, Mutav. That was Rish Lakish. That was Tosos' question on Kuflam and Beis, which he didn't answer. That was the Rashba Mishan. If you can avoid the issue, you should. Hani, Mil, the Makm, Shaf, Shali, Shif, Kam, Ashneh. That's only if you're able to do both of them, Legamre, entirely, about Shabbos, Umila. But when it comes to Shabbos and Bris Mila, which is not the case as Bris Mila and Taras. Hoil v'nitna Shabbos lichos. He's using the word lichos, but it's not what he means in terms of how we use the word lichos. Nitna Shabbos lichos. Shabbos is entirely pushed away. Lichos etzel mila. Mila completely gets rid of it. Mila gufa nitna lichos af b'machshirei mila. The mila, the machshirin are subsumed within Bris Mila. V'ein mechazin aleim imyav shabin en achar. You don't have to go find another way if it's possible another way. It's all subsumed under Bris Mila. It's all completely okay. He doesn't make you bring the knife through your hair. Just do it regularly. Even if it's possible that you can change it, you don't have to change it. What's going to be the biggest issue here? The Gemara in Erevin, which says that Rabbi Yosef says you have to change it. We'll see in a second. V'leika duchtuz l'masu v'asui yizem aderech p'tor v'sara b'fivo b'echad yado u'ba'achar yado v'minola v'chad mehanach gavnid nan perikam et sneha pater. We never find that you have to bring the knife in any weird way. Elevadai machshire mila kemila atzma. The machshire and the preparations of the mila are just like the mila themselves. V'nitna Shabbos litchos aslan, and Shabbos can be pushed off. U'maskana nami b'perek hamotzi tefillin hachi mashma. And the conclusion of the Gemara in Erevin, daf kuf gimel. You see that there, kuf gimel on the base. That's the Gemara that we just did in Erevin. Wait a second, that's a problem for the Ramban, for the Chachmei HaTzarfat. Right? It's a problem for the Sephardi, sorry, Sephardi Rashi, Chachmei Sfarad. It's a problem for the Spanish rabbis. Because the Gemara says that even Rabbi Eliezer would say you have to change things if you can. So says the Ramban, yeah, but Maskana. At the end of the Gemara, we say it's not Rabbi Eliezer. We say the Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold like this Mishnah. The Rabbi Eliezer holds you don't have to change things. What's the problem with that? The Gemara clearly thought it was a viable possibility. The Gemara proposed that it was Rabbi Eliezer. Right? The Gemara says, maybe it's Rabbi Eliezer. What do you think? What do you mean it's maybe Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer holds Hutra. Rabbi Eliezer holds a Machshir Mitzvah or Docha Shabbos, even if you can change things. So why would you ever propose that Rabbi Eliezer would say such a thing? That's why you have Tosfos. That's why you have Tosfos, because Tosfos says it's only the case, because Tosfos holds, that Rabbi Eliezer holds, Dechuya. It comes the Ramban to say, no, it's Hutra. And only within the Maskana of the Gemara does everything make sense. So, yeah, the beginning of the Gemara doesn't make any sense, fine. But the Maskana is where the truth lies. Right, what's the conclusion? Hachimashma, the Machshir Mitzvah Rabbi Eliezer, Afa got the Erishlan Shanim L'Mashaninan. Even if you could change things, you don't have to. The kol shekhen machshir mila. All the more so when it comes to bris mila. And then he says this thing about the kli that people got thrown off about. Don't worry about that. We're not going to say it. But it's talking about whether or not you can make the knife also. He says the Rashba said the same thing, that making the knife is two, it's one step removed. Even though the Rabbi Eliezer says it in the Mishnah, unclear why, how exactly that's different. But the Ritva similarly says, who's the Ritva? What's Ritva's name? Anyone know? Or Ashvili. His father was Arabic, or they were Arabic. So his Arabic name was Ashvili, so sometimes you'll see it, Rav Yomtov ben Ashvili. But yes, Rav Yomtov ben Avram, Rav Yomtov ben Avram, who is the student of the Ran and the Rashba. And therefore, you're expecting him to say, just like the Rashba and the Ramban. So if you look here, Vim Tomer Komakom, Amai Shari Rabbi Eliezer Lahavi Zamel, Derech Mishas Arabim, below Shinoi. Why would he allow you to take it without a shinoi? The Harmina Perikla El, doesn't it say when Gabichaya, a birthing mother, or a midwife, Yimhaisa Tricha Shemen Mivia Biado Basara, you bring the oil in the hair or the hand. The Chodash Lashinu Mishinin, you have to change it from everywhere you can. Tier 2 Betosvos, I don't know what Tosvos is talking about. I looked this up in footnotes. They also don't quote any Tosvos here. So I don't know what Tosvos is talking about. Nira Betosfos, it's definitely in the Rashba, in the Ran, in the Ramban, though. The Rabbi Eliezer, Machshirin Mila, Kamila Atma Chashavuhu. With Kamila Arichta Damu, it's like one long bris Mila, and therefore it is Chutra, you can do whatever you want. Nuspuchilas Mila, Kasof Mila, the beginning of the process is like the end of the process, Masof Mila, Mishinulim, right? When you do the bris Mila on a baby, you can do it with a regular knife, right? We don't want you messing around with any other, you know, other ways of doing it. Don't do it with your left hand. Don't do it backwards. Don't do it with your mouth. Do it with the regular knife, right? So for bris mila itself, we're not going to change anything. Anything that comes before the bris, we're also not going to change anything because it's one big umbrella. This is all under the umbrella of a bris mila. Even then, it's hard to you'd have to look at the ritz to see what he's asking there. But that's the Ramban and the Ritva. Comes the Chidush Haran. This is known as Chidushim Hamiyuchasim L'Ran. We assume this is the Ran. We don't know for sure this is the Ran. But if it's the Ran, who would we expect the Ran to sound like? Rashba. The Rashba, the Ritzva, the Ramban, as we've been seeing. Kamila Arichta Dami, says the Ran, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Im lo hevi kli meir of Shabbos, mevio b'Shabbos perish, v'yado. V'enu mishana l'havio b'minal, you don't have to change, put it in your foot, put it in your shoe, put it in your cloak or whatever. Afagav d'le'al b'kloch nefesh amrinan, even though when it came to the midwife who was bringing the oil in her hair, we said kol heicha the afshlish and a mishanin on the same question as the Ramban, even though we said there's a shino that's necessary. Shani pikuach nefesh tlo hutra Shabbos lidchos etzlo, uses both phrases. Shabbos is not hutra when it comes to pikuach nefesh. That's a huge chiddush. When you have to go to the hospital on Shabbos, how do you get there? You drive, right? Do you have to call a taxi? Do you have to get a non-Jew to do it for you? No, just do it yourself. If you're a mamash, pikuach nefesh, drive to the hospital. Right? This is a big machlokas aposkim, whether or not, when it comes to pikuach nefesh, is it hutra or zechuya? If it's so to the extent that you need to get to the hospital quickly, so then it's hutra. Just go. If it's necessary to call a tzala, just call a tzala. There are those who would say that maybe you should try to do it with your left hand or get your kid to do it or something like that. So that would be the shinoi. So for instance, last Shavuos, not recently, but last Shavuos, my wife was going into labor on Shavuos, and the question was, how are we going to get to the hospital? So I tried to call one of these Jewish taxi cabs. So So I got my son to do it. We explained to him, it's only because, Ima's going into labor, blah, blah, blah. And he did it. He was, at that point, 5. Maybe 5. So he was able to do it. We got him on the call, and we called the thing, and they said they're coming. We waited a half an hour. They didn't come. And my wife is, literally going through labor, potentially. You never know. So at some point, I just said, okay, if they come, they come, but I'm taking you. And we just got in the car, and we went. At some point, you just have to cut your losses and say, it's making a difference. You can do your shinoi, but at some point, you got to do what you got to do, right? So just like Tosos, kedei lamaher. If you need it, if it's necessary, if there's a good enough reason to push it away, so then you push it away. But that's also still within dichoy. That's still dichuya. Says the Ran, when it comes to bikuach nefesh, the Ran holds difference of opinion. Machlokes Rishonim here, famous Maharam, the Ruttenberg quoted by the Rush in Erevin actually. No, in Yuma, sorry, Yuma Pedalot, I think, But here he says that's not the case. Bikuach nefesh is not hutra, it's dechuya. Eched efshar b'lo chilul, you can do it in the way that you don't do any chilul Shabbos. V'hilkach lo mechalalim, therefore you should not do chilul Shabbos. Aval gabi mila, when it comes to mila, denitna Shabbos lidchol tetzla, afilu efshar b'li chilul, v'lo mahajrinu b'mila asos b'smola o l'shanos ba, mishum d'lo chashvinu n'mila d'chil Shabbos. Ela heter gamor etzlel. It's not dechuya. Right? Brit Mila is not dechuya for Shabbos. It's heter gamor. It's completely okay, says the Ran. Sheha Torah hitira beferish. Because the Torah says explicitly, lamol b'Shabbos. The Torah says, on the eighth day, I don't care what day it is of the week. On the eighth day, to this boy's life, you do a Brit Mila. So it's explicitly telling you to do it on the eighth day. The Torah says that. Hu hadin machshireha. Rabbi Eliezer, for him, the machshirin, the preparatory part, is like the mitzvah of mila itself. Uklo the milsa Rabbi Eliezer Shabbos linin mila umachshirah kechol gamor hui v'lo mishanin klal. For Rabbi Eliezer, when it comes specifically to bris mila, because the Torah said it in a pasuk, so then you can treat it like chutzra, because the Torah said it in a pasuk. What about when it comes to the karban, which has a wart on it? Does it say ever in the Torah that you should violate that for the sake of bringing a carbon? Not necessarily. Unclear. But maybe that's one way you could say from the Ran, this Gemara in Erevin doesn't hold water. It doesn't hold water against us. However, this would seem to be a little bit different than the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ritva. The Chassam Sofer has a Chiddush that the Ramban, the Ritva, and the Rashba, while they sound very similar to the Ran, they never make this point about Hutra versus Tachuya as explicitly, and they never bring up the Pasuk. So it could very well be that according to the Ramban, the Ritva, and the Rashba that we saw, that it's Kemila Arichta Dami. Why is it that you can push away the Isser? Because what you're pushing it away with is the Bris Mila. It could be that the Ramban, the Ritva, and the Rashba hold that still Tachuya, that you can push away the Isser with the mitzvah Bris Mila. That's what the Torah says. Now, what's inside of this Bris Mila? Not just the cutting of the Orla, but also the bringing of the knife, according to Rabbi Eliezer. So it is the Chuya. You are pushed. The Isser of Shabbos is still there. You're allowed to push it away, though, because Bris Mila is that strong. And Bris Mila includes all the other stuff. According to the Ran, it's Hutra because the Torah says that anything that has to do with the Bris Mila is okay. And it's not because you can push it away, but it's because the Torah says it's okay. That's the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer thinks that Bris Mila is Hutra to the Ran, but it's only Dechuya to the Ramban, the Ritva, and the Rashba. And what about Tosfos? Tosfos also thinks it's Dechuya. But there's a difference between Tosfos and the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ran, and the Ritva, in that while they believe Dechuya is through the Bris Mila, Kamila Arichad, I mean, it's like one long Bris Mila, Tosfos thinks that's not like one long Bris Mila. It's not one long Bris Mila. It's actually just the fact that there is another reason. Say Lamaher. What's the big nafka mina? What if you had a situation which wasn't about Bris Mila? What if you had a situation which was maybe about a wart on an animal? Do you even ask the question there? According to the Ramban, the Ritva, and the Rashba, there's no reason to ever even think about whether or not you can push away the Isser of Gozes to cut off a wart. You can never think of that because there's no Torah that tells you that that's Kamila Arichta Dami. It's not like carbon Tamid Arichta Dami. There's no such thing. There's no carbon Arichta Dami. right? There's no one long process of a karban. Those are two separate things. That's machshirin, and then there's the mitzvah. Machshirin and mitzvah, well, if there's no overarching allowance where the karban is one long process, so then, in that case, maybe you should do a shinoi. Problem is the Ramban. The Ramban doesn't sound like that. But at least you could say that, according to the Chasam Sofer, when you're talking about a bris milah, you can push it away. But when you're talking about a karban, says Tosfos, you can only push it away if there's a good reason. Just like Kedei L'Maher is a good enough reason for Tosfos at the beginning of the Mesechta, at the beginning of the Perek, so too the wart needs a good reason to push away the Yisr of Shabbos. But there's no good reason by the Yisr, by the wart, and therefore it doesn't work, and Rabbi Elazar would still need a shinoi. That's a fundamental machlokas between the Tosos on the one hand, and then the Ritva and the Rashba on the other, and then on the other side of the island is the Ran. Because the Ran, according to Chasam Sofer, the Ran would say Hutra, the Rashba, the Ramban, and the Ritva would say Dechuya, but Dechuya was in the context of Bris Milah, whereas Tosos would say in other places other than Bris Milah too, you could say it, but only if you have a really good reason. Only for a really good reason, like Kedei L'Maher. Okay, that was some heavy stuff. I hope you followed. If you didn't, we can do Chazara later. We'll see what we come up with tomorrow. I don't know if we'll continue with the Tosos or start a new topic. Shkai Chabosai. Thank you.